Good morning, folks, and welcome to another edition of Saturday Sunrise here on WFI, WAM, and FM Fairfield, Illinois, also online at WFIWradio.com. I'm Derek Dunn, your host. I'd like to remind you that Saturday Sunrise is podcasted following airtime. You can go to our website, click on Bass, and then a drop-down menu will pop up and click on Saturday Sunrise. You can listen to today's episode following airtime, as well as the previous few episodes. Well, I'm glad to have this guest on the show today as she makes her debut. I've known this person since I was a kid. In fact, I used to go to Vacation Bible School in the summers at her church, which is Jesus Name Pentecostal Church on Southwest 6th Street in Fairfield. She's also one of the most well-known musicians in the area. Chances are you may have seen her perform the Fairfield Fall Fun Fest, also during the Wayne County Fair over there at the grandstands. It is Stacy Morse. She is employed at Johnson Devon Funeral Home in Fairfield, where she serves as funeral director. And Stacy, thank you for joining me here this morning. And so my first question is to get the ball rolling. You know, we're going to go back several years ago. So looking back, it was back in 2014 that you were a student at Warsham College, Mortuary Science in Wheeling, Illinois, which is northwest of downtown Chicago, next to Arlington Heights. So my first question is, what inspired you to pursue an education in mortuary science?
Well, thanks for having me. And I would have to say, usually my first response to that question is, it was a God thing. I know some people might not believe that, but I just have to say that it was. Funeral directing or embalming, that was nothing that I ever dreamed of doing. It wasn't anything on my radar that I would even like to do. But one day, when my husband, Rob Morse, he changed jobs, switching from Aldi to going full-time into the ministry, pastoring, and our situation was kind of changing, and we were praying about what, you know, that we were going to do. And one day after prayer, I felt led to call Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home and see about maybe just a part-time job. And so I called and came in for an interview, and unbeknownst to me, one of their part-timers that had been here like for a long time, he had just quit due to health reasons, and I had no idea that that went down. And so Jared, my boss, he hired me on, and so I, you know, basically started out, as most people that's been to the funeral home, I started out door greeting, running the flowers from the chapel after a funeral service to get them to the cemetery, delivering the plants and other stuff to the families wherever they wanted us to bring them. But that was just my job. I loved it. And after about 4 years of doing this job, and watching a couple of embalmings, I decided, you know, if I like it after all these years, why not go ahead and, you know, pursue getting my funeral directing degree and embalmer's, you know, license. And so I knew, though, that, like, all of the directors here at Johnson & Vaughn had all went to Warsham College, and so I knew that that was going to be a huge transition for my family, because I would need to be gone most of the week for a year. And at the time, our son Stuart, he was 16. He was a sophomore in high school at Fairfield High School, and then our daughter was Lambry Morse. She was 13, a seventh grader at Center Street. And then, of course, like you said, my husband was pastoring full time and at the Jesus Name Pentecostal Church, and I was the music director. So lots of changes to be able, you know, to be away. And so after, you know, a lot of prayer and consideration and talked to my boss, Jared Vaughn, and I decided, you know, that that was what I would do. And so things just kind of started falling into place. I was gone. I would have to leave on Sunday evenings and be gone from Sunday night all the way through till Thursday evening. And so I lived up there during the week and went to school But anyway, so at, in March of 2014, like you said, I found myself going to, back to school after being out of high school and local college for 24 years.
Yeah.
I was one of the oldest students in my class, going back at age 44.
But ever since then, though, ever since that moment, it's like you don't regret it at all. It's
absolutely not.
It's just that moment of time when you look back on and say, you know what, even though it was long trips up to Chicago, because for me, you know, when I was going to college up at Eastern, you know, even though that's only like an hour and a half, you know, drive, because I took the back roads to get there. But, you know, the drive to succeed, the drive to get that education in the field that you're interested in, that you want to specialize in, boy, it really paid off.
Absolutely. And I've always kind of liked the city anyway, so I kind of felt like I had the best of both worlds that year. I could be home with the family in a rural, you know, small community, the hometown, and be with the family. But then I could also have that year to be back, be in the city and actually see what it's like to live in the suburbs and kind of have the city life thing going on. So I really enjoyed my time. Met a lot of new friends, a lot of people that I'm still friends with today, so mm-hmm. It was interesting.
Okay, so going to Warsham real quick, what were some of the classes? I know that there had to be at least a class that you took that maybe it was easy, then there was some that maybe were difficult, just to kind of a little bit of an insight.
Oh, yeah. So since Warsham was an accelerated one-year associate program, it was like you crammed classes for that year. So at any given time, we were taking 12 classes per week. And so the way funeral directing and embalming is set up, there are two national boards that you have to take. And you have to, one of them is a science board, and the other one is an arts board. So the classes were kind of set up like that. On the art side, it was kind of the funeral directing side of things. So we had classes like mortuary law, business law, funeral directing, accounting, history of funeral service, and then we had one class that was split between like sociology, psychology, grief counseling, stuff along those lines, funeral service merchandising, like casket sales and all the sales type stuff. So those were on the funeral directing side. And then you had the sciences, which was like embalming, restorative art, chemistry, microbiology, pathology, anatomy, and then all of the hands-on embalming labs and the restorative art labs. So what most people found is that they kind of were strong in one side or the other. And my side happened to be the sciences. I was a little stronger in, like, my embalming and that side of things. So those classes, to me, were, I loved embalming. Even though there was a lot to learn, I loved my embalming classes, restorative art. And then even better, at 6 months in, we actually started going down to the Cook County Morgue. And as you can imagine, just from hearing all the stories of Chicago and all the stuff that goes on in Chicago, we actually did our hands-on embalming each week. We went once a week, and it kind of took off the shock of seeing bodies that had been, some of those bodies had been in the morgue for a month, 2 months, some of them almost 3 months. They had been in the coolers, so you can only imagine, you know, what we the different things that we experienced. So it kind of helped coming back to, you know, a rural area. It kind of helped to get that shock off. So one of my favorites. Also, the restorative art lab, where you actually got to do hands-on, like use wax, and we at the first quarter we learned how to make features. Ears, nose, eyes, a mouth. And then on the second quarter of the lab, we actually had to recreate an entire face. They gave us a head form, and we had to use wax, pick someone. It could be an actor, actress, whoever we wanted to. look off of a picture and create their face. So that was kind of fun. But some students, you were either good at it or horrible at it. There wasn't much in between.
Yeah, well, it depends on how good, you know, how good they're at it, you know, that skill. And some people are better at, for example, someone, you talked about the art and the business side of things a little bit, the science side. Some people are better at art and science, and then some maybe better at the law side of things. It just depends on the person. I think it varies right there. Hey, you're listening to Saturday Sunrise here, folks. Derek Dunn, Stacy Morse on the phone with me this morning. Stacy is employed at Johnson Devon Funeral Home in Fairfield. Hey, one of the things that I was wondering about, are there any trends regarding funerals that maybe you've noticed during your time as an employee at Johnson Devon Funeral Home?
Yes, there are a couple things that that I have noticed. I've started working here in 2008, so at that time, a lot of our visitations, of course, were like evening visitations. We had the night visitation and then rolled the next morning usually into a funeral service, traditional services. The one big trend is going to the all-in-one day services, doing the two-hour, maybe a couple-hour visitation and rolling right into a funeral service. That has become very popular compared to what it was when I first started here. On some, we don't see maybe as large of a crowd at the visitations, but we do try to maybe suggest to the family that we put those visitation times over lunch hour, maybe like 11 to 1, to try to, you know, give people a chance to come in to those visitations. But that's one big thing that has changed. And then the other trend is, and even though it's still a little bit lower percentage here, it would be the cremation. Cremations are definitely on the rise. We see whether it's for lower costs or, a lot of times now families are spread out a lot more than they used to be. So sometimes they do it for convenience of, you know, when can we get all the family together? And if we can't get them together right away, they do cremation and then, you know, maybe wait for a later date to maybe go to a burial or a graveside. Mm-hmm. Anymore though, there are lots of options with cremations. I mean, sometimes we have a full traditional service before a cremation, a full visitation, a full funeral. There's lots of options with cremation, not just a direct cremation and burial. So, but those are probably the two biggest trends that I have seen, you know, just change since my time of working here.
Sure. My question, I just happened to think of this question, but when the holidays arrive, many people feel the pain of the loss of a family member, a friend, even a pet, as well as I consider a pet to be a beloved member of the family. So what advice do you give to those who are grieving over the loss of a loved one during the holiday season?
Right. Okay. There are a few things that, you know, that we can do. I think one of the biggest things is just, you know, if you're the one that's going through the time of grief, don't be too hard on yourself. I mean, if you don't have, you know, kind of the quote-unquote normal holiday because you've lost, you know, someone that you've been close to, you've lost them that year, you know, don't expect that things are going to be normal. And don't be too hard on yourself, you know, thinking that you have to perform, that you have to do everything that you would normally do, undertake too many responsibilities and you can't handle it. Just take it easy, do what you can, ask for help. If you need support, If you need to find someone that can help you through, to be there for you, you know, sometimes it's family members, friends can come alongside you and just be there for support. And sometimes it helps them to feel like they're doing something or helping you, you know, gives them a time of joy if they know they're helping. And then also, like, memorializing a loved one, maybe like when you're together, tell stories about them, mention their name. Some people like to light a candle in memory of a loved one, or hang an ornament, a special ornament that reminds them of their loved one, on a tree, or just talk about them to where it feels like that they're not forgotten, that you haven't just, you know, lost a loved one and then never mentioned them again. And another thing is maybe if you've got a time where you can help someone else, or volunteer, maybe volunteer at a nursing home or a soup kitchen, a hospital, or maybe there's another family member or friend that's in need that you can help, you know, help them through. Sometimes, you know, maybe just having that little bit of a break to think about somebody else, to, you know, think about what somebody else is going through, that can help with the healing process. But mainly just know that even if, like, during the holidays, sometimes people feel guilty if they feel a little bit of joy or happiness, thinking that, you know, maybe they're doing like an injustice to their loved one if they're not grieving and they're not crying and they're but it's okay. It's okay to smile. It's okay to laugh. You know, to try to transition and live life to its fullest, you know, while you're adjusting. It's hard. Everybody goes through it differently, but you know, eventually, you know, we just try to move on and adjust to that loss and just remember your loved one.
All right, Stacy, hey, I'll tell you what, run out of time here, but I thought this was fascinating. Just kind of like an insight as to what you do for Johnson Devon Funeral Home, and also, you know, your career, you know, going to school up north and getting that degree in mortuary science. And hey, thank you for your time this morning. I greatly appreciate it. Very informative as well.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. That was Stacy Morse again of Johnson Devon Funeral Home in Fairfield. And Stacy is the funeral director there. Does an outstanding job. I'm Derek Dunn. That wraps up for Saturday Sunrise. Have a wonderful Saturday and be safe.